Hello, my name is Kat Fitzpatrick and I'm 52 years old. Today is March 1st, 2019, and we are in the city of Honolulu on the island of Oahu in the state of Hawaii. I'm speaking with Bonnie Ozaki Jane, who's been an integral part of the Honolulu Waldorf School for nearly 50 years. She's been a parent, a teacher, an administrator, and a grandparent, and her husband, Van James, also teaches at the school.
My name is Bonnie Ozaki James, and I am almost 72 years old.
Now, Bonnie, the school was already around about 10 years when you arrived. Can you tell us what brought you here and what it was like at the time?
I came to the school because of my three-year-old daughter. I was looking for a preschool, and at that time, there was a nursery class, there was a four-year-old class, and there was a kindergarten class, and then there were just a few children in the grades because the school had gone up to about fifth grade and then had some kind of crisis and had very few students. But the kindergarten part was vibrant and alive and going very well. Eva Kudar was the name of one of the founding teachers, and she was still there.
I can only imagine from the way the campus looks today that it would have been that much more special in those beginnings. So it was about 10 years old. How did you first learn about the school's beginnings?
Well, many of the founders were alive then. There was only one who had died. That was Peter Lee. But I knew Eric Wakefield. I knew Zena Schumann. I knew Betty Cannon Wilson, and I briefly met a man whose name was, I forgot it for a moment. I will remember it shortly. We will come back to it. As I say, I only briefly met him. His name was J. Edwin Whitlow.
So that was five?
That was five. They were all members of the Anthroposophical Society in Hawaii, and they had wanted to do some kind of significant project or deed in commemoration of Rudolf Steiner's 100th birthday, which would have been in 1961 when the school was actually founded. And so they looked at a lot of things, and they determined that a school would be the right thing to do.
Kind of interesting little note was his birthday was just 2 days ago, right, on the 27th. I was just read, it was actually on Facebook, but so that was 1961, and that's pretty amazing because I think almost every other Waldorf school I've heard of starts with parents or teachers who are already involved with children, and they were just not just, but they were part of this Anthroposophical Society. Now, can you tell us just briefly what anthroposophy is for anyone who's listening who might not know?
Anthroposophy is the name of the philosophy that Rudolf Steiner began in Austria in 1919. Actually, he began it earlier than that, but that was when the first Waldorf school was founded. Anthroposophy is the study of the wisdom of the human being, and it is the mother organization of Waldorf education and of biodynamic farming and of a kind of homeopathic medicine called anthroposophically enhanced medicine and a number of other scientific organizations and impulses in the world.
So of all those, they chose Waldorf education,
yes,
which is lucky for us because it seems like it's quite the gift to the community and to the children. What was the year when it became apparent that maybe a high school would be, or actually I guess it was grades 7 to 12, would be something that would help the community as well?
Well, in about the late 70s, my oldest daughter was in eighth grade. Their graduation was in 1981 from eighth grade. And one of the boys in her class said, "Why can't we have a Waldorf high school?" And that was the first time that a student had mentioned that. And of course, the school was still very small at that time. But the teachers had a similar idea soon. And with the help of Susan Pellin-Demonet, who was a teacher here, and Jeannie Sakaguchi, a group of teachers began to study what it would take to have a high school, and parents became very enthusiastic. So we had a 10-year research and study group and gathering of what would it be like, how to imagine such a wonderful thing as a Waldorf High School in Hawaii, and how could we make it possible.
And it seems like, so what was the year that it first started?
The year that we finally got it started was 1994. And the interesting thing about this beginning of the high school, it kind of mirrored the beginning of the school itself. Because the founders of the original school, the first kindergarten here, none of them had a child that would benefit from it. And most Waldorf schools are started by parents who work hard to have something for their children. These founders wanted to give Waldorf education to the community as a gift. So they did it out of the goodness of their hearts and with their wisdom and their treasure, because it was expensive, they got it started. And then when it finally grew to eighth grade and we wanted to go forward with a high school, we had this group of parents, some of whom spent 10 years on this committee. And each year, there were a few more of their personal children who outgrew the idea they were too old already for whenever we would start the high school. So these parents stayed with the committee, and they kind of took on this idea that it's not for our personal children, it will be for all children. It's for the children of Hawaii that we will continue to work. And so we did.
Oh, that's great. That sounds a lot, reminds me of the quote from Clorinda Lucas, who is associated with our school in the early childhood. There's a plaque commemorating her. And do you want to tell us that quote?
Well, I want to say something about Clorinda, because she was very important to this, as is her family, now known as the Thompson family. So while we had these members of the Anthroposophical Society with the idea and getting it started with all the legalities and putting some money behind it, they did not have a site, a place to put it. And Clorinda Lucas and the Lucas family leased the present day site of our school in New Valley for 55 years at $1 a year for this school. And without her help and support through the many years, and her daughter Laura Thompson and son-in-law Pinky Thompson, now gone, the school would never have been so successful or lasted so long. And we have had a wonderful relationship with the Thompson family. Many of Clorinda's grandchildren were able to attend, and now there is one of her great grandchildren in our school.
Oh, wow. And you might just want to mention who her dad is, the great grandchild.
The great grandchild's father is Nainoa Thompson, the first Pwau navigator to in Hawaii, who is the one of the founders of the Polynesian Voyaging Society, probably still the president, and who has guided the Hokulea around the world on its many, many voyages.
So that's another big gift to our school. And speaking of that, there's a strong component of our school that's dedicated to Hawaiian values, which it's it's really nice to have that connection.
Yes.
Because it's not just an ancillary connection, but it helps inform the whole school and deepen the connection to the history of Hawaii. And
our sense of place is very much informed by our situation in this beautiful Niu Valley and the support of the Thompson Ohana, and also through the work of our wonderful Kumuhula, Kathy Wong. And we have chants learned from kindergarten through 12th grade, the teachers as well. We have a wonderful May Day where every class dances. And it's just very rich with what we're able to give to the children and what the children bring to the community.
I think really that's a sense of aloha that it permeates the island. So it might be good maybe to close with that quote from Clorinda Lucas. And she said that children are Hawaii's most precious heritage. We will continue to have something to give the world in the way of real aloha and understanding if each and every one of you feels the importance of cherishing and nurturing children. So again, she was instrumental in getting the lease for the land. And we had those five great people who looked forward and said this would be a gift for the community and a gift for the children. And Honolulu Waldorf School will be 60 years old in just a couple of years in 2021. And the high school is 25 years old now. And of course, we're doing this for the Waldorf 100 celebration. So a lot of great milestones.
Yes, it's been a very exciting journey.
Thank you so much for your time, Bonnie.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Aloha. Until next time.